On this 4-CD set based on Greg Braden's bestseller, The God Code, you'll discover the result of Greg's search for a universal principle of peace and the research project that he began as a defense systems engineer during the last years of the Cold War. Greg discovered that the message in ourselves is an ancient and powerful reminder that we're here on purpose. We're related to one another and to all life that shares this message. And we're part of something much greater than our present understanding of life suggests. With nearly one-third of the world's nations now engaged in armed conflict, such proof of a common bond offers an undeniable principle of unity and a place to begin when our differences seem insurmountable.
What would it mean if we discovered undeniable proof, the actual words of an ancient message coded into the DNA of life itself, into the cells of our bodies? Is it possible? For hundreds of thousands of years, each of us has carried a message from the day of our origin, a message that could only be translated when we evolved to the place where we could recognize it and read it and act on it. Well, if the answer is yes, we've got to ask ourselves, what would such a message say? Clearly, the survival of such a powerful message, one so vital to our existence, could not be left to chance. Rather than record it on a single scroll or inscribe it in a temple wall that could crumble into dust over time, what if the message from our past was left within life itself? What if the message is inside of us, perfectly replicated inside of each of the 50 trillion or so cells of our bodies, stored in the living library of the 6 billion plus people of our world? Now that's the way to preserve a message. The implications of such a possibility are almost mind-boggling, to say the least. From the healing of our bodies, the peace of our world, such a universal message would tell us that we're more than any disease that we may ever experience. We're greater than the differences that have separated us in the past. We're greater than the reasons that led to the great wars of the 20th century. It tells us that we're a family. And as a family, we're part of something beyond the appearances of our everyday world. Well, such a universal message in the cells of all life, no matter what we believe or how we live, no matter what our religions or heritage or bloodlines or borders, we'd all carry precisely the same message. If we were to find such a message, we'd be given the reason to see ourselves differently, the reason to think differently about one another and how we relate to ourselves and one another in our world, and how we build our future. Well, we no longer have to ask these questions as what if, because this is precisely what has happened. There is a message in our DNA. It exists. It's been revealed. It's been read. It's been translated. And by following the instructions left to us in some of our most ancient and cherished traditions, we can now literally read the code of life as the letters of ancient alphabets. And when we do so, our genetic code becomes words, and the words become sentences. Although you may have always sensed that we're here on purpose, and that whoever, whatever is responsible for our being here, may have left something hidden for us deep in the mystery of our lives long ago, you may be surprised at just how powerfully you're affected by the clarity of the message you're about to hear, a message that lives in every cell of your body. Well, as you can imagine, the emotional experience that goes along with researching this kind of information has had a tremendously profound and powerful effect on me personally. I've always believed that we are here on purpose, that we're an intentional species, that we're a product of an intentional creation that began long ago. And while I confess I've never fully understood the how or the why of our existence, I am convinced beyond any reasonable doubt. When I see the complexity of life and the complexity of the DNA in our bodies, I know that we're here by design. Well, it was in the late 1980s. I was working as an engineer in the defense industry during the last years of the Cold War that I began thinking about these principles as a universal principle that could possibly help us avoid those kinds of wars in our future. The Cold War was a very different kind of war from any that we see today, certainly different from Iraq or Vietnam, certainly had less visibility on the one hand. We didn't see it on the 6 o'clock news every night. And on the other hand, for the first time in recorded human history, we came closer than anyone would ever like to believe to doing the unthinkable and unleashing the power of nuclear weapons in a war that so many at the time believed was survivable. Well, it was during that time that the seeds for this project were planted, for the research that's led to the discovery of a message in the cells of our bodies. My thinking at the time was that if we are, in fact, here on purpose, then it'd make perfect sense that somewhere in our past, who or whatever is responsible for our being here, would have left us a clue to tell us that we're here on purpose. If we could find that clue, maybe, just maybe, it would be the catalyst for us to see beyond the differences that have separated us and led to the wars such as those in the 20th century. I was trained as a scientist, and in my training, I began searching for those clues in the only way that I knew how, in the world around me. My search led me into some of the most remote and ancient, rugged, pristine places remaining in the face of the earth today. Places where those who have come before us have stored what they knew in their time for the people who would live in their future. From the temples of Egypt's deserts, to tiny villages in the Andes Mountains of Bolivia and Peru, into the ancient monasteries of the highlands of central Tibet and the Tibetan Plateau. I had the opportunity to meet with the people and read their records and hear their history. And as interesting as every one of these sites was, not one of them told me what I was looking for. However, they all had a common clue. And that clue simply invited me, you can probably guess. It said, stop looking for these answers in the world around you. You're never going to find them there. Look for the answers within. Almost universally, the clues said, seek within and you shall find. Look to yourself and all that you seek shall be revealed. And as I saw these clues again and again, and they were so consistent over such long periods of time in so many different cultures, I had to ask myself a question. Is this the sign that tells us that maybe these clues are literal? If there is something hidden within us that tells us of our past, where would we look to find that record? Well, this is in the mid-1980s. We didn't know as much about DNA then as we know now. However, there is a very, very powerful precedent for taking ancient clues literally and following them to reveal information of our past that we hadn't known before. In the 19th century, a historian and amateur archaeologist, for example, Heinrich Schliemann, he asked a question in his day regarding the classic book, The Iliad, by Homer, and its descriptions of an ancient city of Troy. During Schliemann's time, it was believed that Troy was a mythical city that never really existed, and that the stories that were described by Homer in the Iliad were metaphors for battles between the forces of light and dark, good and evil. Heinrich Schliemann looked at these clues just a little differently. He said, what if these are descriptions of an ancient city that actually existed and battles that actually occurred? What would it tell us about ourselves and our past? What would happen if we followed those clues as though they were real? Well, this is precisely what he did. To make a long story very brief, he found himself at a mound of earth and began excavating in a place where no one had ever excavated before. No archaeologist had found this place in the past. What he discovered were 8 layers of civilization, 8 cities that had never been seen before. And as he uncovered each of these cities, he learned more and more of the mysteries of our past. Well, it was in the 9th level of the excavation in 1873 where he excavated the cities, streets, and the gates of the ancient city of Troy. And we knew for the first time that what Homer had written about in the Iliad was not fictional, that it was a literal description of our past. And all Heinrich Schliemann did was follow the clues. With that story in mind, we've got to ask ourselves, could the same thing have happened with us? Is it possible that the answer to some of our deepest mysteries, could those answers be so abundant that they're all around us and we simply haven't followed the clues that were left to us? What would happen if we did? Well, for the next few hours, I invite you to join me on a journey where together we will explore the ancient message in ourselves, how it works, what it says, what it means to us today. will answer the question of how we convert the DNA in life to languages of ancient alphabets. Well, to answer these questions together, you and I will cross the traditional boundaries of science and spirituality, the very boundaries that have kept us from seeing this message in the past. And in doing so, we'll open the door to a timeless secret and the enduring truth that empowers us to heal the very conditions that have led to our most painful beliefs and our deepest hurts, because this is precisely the power of the message in your cells.